Chapter 9. And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying,
Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?
Jesus answered,
Neither hath this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. I must work the works of him that sent me, while it is day. The night cometh, when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world.
When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground, and made clay of the spittle. And he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay, and said unto him,
Go, wash in the pool of Siloam,
which is by interpretation, sent. He went his way therefore, and washed, and came seeing. The neighbors therefore, and they which before had seen him that he was blind, said,
Is not this he that sat and begged?
Some said,
This is he.
Others said,
He is like him, but he said, I am he.
Therefore said they unto him,
How were thine eyes open?
He answered and said,
A man that is called Jesus made clay, and anointed mine eyes, and said unto me, Go to the pool of Siloam and wash. And I went and washed, and I received sight.
Then said they unto him,
Where is he?
He said,
I know not.
They brought Pharisees him that aforetime was blind. And it was the Sabbath Jesus made the clay and opened his eyes. Then again the Pharisees also asked him how to receive sight.
He lay upon eyes, and I do see.
Therefore one of the Pharisees,
This man not have become keep it this day.
That is do
schmill. They find men,
What saw him that in thy eyes?
Is a pit.
Jews did leave ending it that he had blind, heaved it. They called Aaron that had his son, and they them saying,
Is this son ye say blind? How doth he now see?
Aaron said them,
He know that this is our son, and he warned.
I warn now if will not, who happened is will not he of Asim, he speak himself.
His words spake Aaron, so they feed Jew, for they had a ready that if ended come that he was least, he'd be put of the sock. Therefore, Aaron
is of Egypt's kin,
and called the man blind, and to him,
Give God praise, we know this is sin.
He then said,
Where he be no, I know not, one I know, where I was blind, I see.
Said them again,
What did he to thee, when he eyes?
He answered,
Ready, and he did not hear. Wherefore would he hear it again? Will ye also be his disciples?
Then they reviled him and said,
Thou art his disciple, but we are Moses' disciples. We know that God spake unto Moses. As for this fellow, we know not from whence he is.
The man answered and said unto them,
Why, herein is a marvelous thing, that ye know not from whence he is, and yet he hath opened my eye. Now, we know that God heareth not sinners, but if any man be a worshipper of God and doeth his will, him he heareth. Since the world began, was it not heard that any man opened the eyes of one that was born blind? If this man were not of God, he could do nothing.
They answered and said unto him,
Thou wast altogether born in sins, and dost thou teach us?
And they cast him out. Jesus heard that they had cast him out, and when he had found him, he said unto him,
Dost thou believe on the Son of God?
He answered and said,
Who is he, Lord, that I might believe on him?
And Jesus said unto him,
Thou hast both seen him, and it is he that talketh with thee.
And he said,
Lord, I believe.
And he worshipped him. And Jesus said,
For judgment I am come into this world, that they which see not might see, and that they which see might be made blind.
And some of the Pharisees which were with him heard these words, and said unto him,
Are we blind also?
Jesus said unto them,
If ye were blind, ye should have no sin. But now ye say, We see, therefore your sin remaineth.